Random House Audio presents The Map of Lost Memories by Kim Fay. Read for you by Karen O'Brien. Part 1. Shanghai. From its inception as a foreign enclave, Shanghai emerged a free city. New arrivals required neither visa nor passport to enter. To the dispossessed, the ambitious, and the criminal, it offered a fresh start. Lady Jellicoe, who was brought up in the city, recalled, "One never asked why someone had come to Shanghai. It was assumed everybody had something to hide." Harriet Sargent, Shanghai. Chapter 1. Desperate Weather. At the far end of the apartment, a row of shutters opened onto a balcony overlooking the swayback roofs of Shanghai. Beyond the low buildings and down a crooked street, the Wangpu River shushed against the wharves. A heavy, velvet humidity pressed down on this dark belt of water, a perpetual tension that caused a wilted draft, lifting fumes of jasmine and sewage, coal and rotting riverweed, into the thick night air. Inside, the small living room was crowded with a dozen overheated journalists and revolutionaries, as well as the usual assortment of eccentrics that congregated at parties in Shanghai in 1925, a Persian opera singer, a white Russian baroness, and a gunrunner of indeterminate nationality. There was a priest, bright-eyed on cocaine he had ordered from the room service menu at the Astor House, and Irene Bloom recognized the Italian fascist she had seen the night before, parading through the Del Monte with a tiger on a leather leash. Shanghailander.